many years ago now, when I was a kid, I remember going on holiday with my parents every year, pretty much, to Scotland. My parents loved Scotland. They could put up with a bit of rain and a few midges, it didn't bother them. And to be honest, as a kid, it didn't bother me much either. But one time they made a tragic mistake. Their mistake was this. They stopped at a service station and bought my sister and I some Coca-Cola to drink. Why was this such a terrible mistake? Well, it was a long journey. And no, it's maybe not what you're thinking, the problem. The problem was this. I was normally a pretty quiet kid. I didn't talk much in the car. I could quite happily be in my own world and not bother anyone. But when I drank that Coke, and it was the first time I'd had it, I did not shut up. For the next 3 hours of the car journey, I did not shut up. It's really not like me, even today. I'm just not a hyperactive person. My parents discovered something that day. Do not give Jim Coca-Cola, especially in the car. But I also discovered something as well. I discovered, and I used this a few years later to my advantage, that if I was very tired whilst trying to do some homework or writing an essay, and even now when doing sermon prep, for example, the best thing I can do almost is drink a can of Coke. And suddenly I have energy. I can do what I could not do before. Let me read to you today's verses from Philippians chapter 2. They're verses 12 and 13. Therefore, my dear friends, just as you have always obeyed, so now, not only in my presence, but even more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who is working in you, both to will and to work according to his good purpose. So Paul is talking to the Philippian Christians. He addresses them as dear friends. He loves them. And because he loves them, he wants them to walk in God's ways. That will be for God's glory, and it will also be for their good. He notes that they've always obeyed since they became Christians. That doesn't mean that they never sinned. It meant that their general pattern of life was one of obedience now to God. And he hopes that that doesn't happen only when he's around, but when he's gone as well. He wants them to work out their salvation with fear and trembling. Working out your salvation doesn't mean that you somehow earn your salvation by the work you do. It means that the fact that you are saved works its way out in your life. Now, that is an impossible ask in many ways. You can't ask a normal human being to obey God and expect it to happen. The power just isn't there to do it. In fact, as these verses teach us, neither the will to do it nor the ability to do it are there. But for the Christian, it's different. For the Christian, God has come to live in them by his Holy Spirit. So it is God who is actually working in us, both to will, to have the will to do those things that please God, and to then actually go and do them, to work them out. Be encouraged by that in your Christian walk. I discovered at an early age that Coca-Cola gave me energy. If I wanted to get something done, but I was too tired, drink a bottle of Coke. Oh, and also pray. What we learn here is that when we're struggling to walk in ways of obedience to God, which is for his glory and our blessing, we must remember God is in us by his Spirit, both to give us the will to do it and to work it out. So look to him to lead that life of obedience to God.